Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Thursday on this, the 2nd of December in 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kemet, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through your day. Now, we're going to start with everyone's favorite content management service, WordPress. Haven't talked about WordPress in a few days, and they have a plugin called WooCommerce. WooCommerce is a great add-in to WordPress, allowing users to create stunning online marketplaces. And as part of WooCommerce, there is an additional plugin known as Variation Swatches, which is very helpful when you're creating and designing your commerce site. The problem is that Variation Swatches on 80,000 websites are vulnerable. This vulnerability, tracked as CVE-2021-42367, affects all users of the Variation Swatches plugin that was issued or installed prior to November 23rd. So if you use Variation Swatches, make sure that you patch. There's a patch available. The newest patch is 2.1.2 because this vulnerability is a cross-site scripting vulnerability that could allow cyber attackers to inject malicious scripts and take over your site as well as potentially steal from your customers. There's another vulnerability, and this one impacts Mozilla, the popular maker of the Firefox browser, and they have addressed a security flaw in something that they call NSS, which is a security protocol. Now, the vulnerability to their NSS product impacts all versions prior to 3.73, or if you're using the ESR version, 3.68.1. Now, this flaw is called Big Sig, and it's a heap overflow, and that type of vulnerability can be abused to bypass security measures, execute code, and take over impacted elements. Now, the good news is that this vulnerability does not impact the browser itself, but NSS is used for validating PDFs, so PDF readers in browsers, as well as emails, especially those that go over a browser, use a browser, or have browser signatures specific to NSS. So again, there's a huge impact here for the users of NSS. You may not realize you're using NSS, but Mozilla Firefox is working to fix it because, again, by abusing this vulnerability, which again tracked CVE-2021-43527, can allow attackers to bypass your security. And the reason that it's important to patch and make sure that you're not vulnerable to these flaws is because malware like Emotet works to take advantage of those exact flaws. Now, there is a malware known as Emotet that has recently resurfaced after a huge hiatus, months where there was no Emotet, and suddenly, wow, hey, it's back and it's better. And it's abusing some of the newer tactics that have evolved since it went offline nearly a year ago, and that includes phishing, which is pretty standard, but abusing reply chain. In other words, it opposes as a legitimate message that you're already a part of, meaning you're more likely to respond to it, and you get a link to a PDF. But when you click on the link, you land on a page that says in your browser, hey, you can't load this PDF, click here to make sure that it'll work. Now, we just talked about how Mozilla Firefox has a flaw for PDF readers, and so while this particular attack by Emotet doesn't abuse that vulnerability specifically, goes to show how these things are tied in and why patching is important. It also matters not to click on those links because you're not actually installing or fixing your PDF reader. It's a Microsoft installer or MS App installer in the background that is downloading not a PDF reader, but Emotet, which will install other malware or allow the criminals who operate that Emotet malware to sell access to your system to other criminals. So again, if you get a PDF, even if it looks like it's part of a chain, just verify that, hey, did you mean to send this as an attachment instead of a link, or did you intend to send this at all? Because when you click on random things, even though they sometimes look legitimate, you can end up with Emotet. Now, we're going to end not with vulnerabilities or with malware, but with healthcare, specifically healthcare for women. And this is a very touchy subject in the United States right now, as laws about abortion are being reviewed by the Supreme Court. Now, amidst that debate, there has been a breach involving an unspecified ransomware of a healthcare provider called Planned Parenthood. Now, Planned Parenthood is often associated with abortion, but they provide a slew of very important other care that many women, and men for that matter, need and that need access to. And so in Los Angeles, which is in California, this is a critical service. And unfortunately, between October 9th and October 17th, criminals that installed unspecified malware were able to exfiltrate files that contained things like patient addresses, insurance and medical information, and patient names. And this impacts over 400,000 patients, which is a huge number of people. And that data is obviously very sensitive because healthcare, especially when it comes to that of the parental nature or of, for example, abortion, can sometimes be leveraged against those healthcare recipients on a hot topic item like this. It can also be aggregated by threat criminals to prove just exactly what kind of care Planned Parenthood in LA is providing. There's a lot of layers to how this data can be used against these individuals, against Planned Parenthood, and as part of this overall political campaign. So we don't know if this was an effort amidst high tension negotiations by ransomware operators to cash in by getting Planned Parenthood to pay them to go away, or if it was some politically motivated actor. What we know is that if you are a recipient of healthcare from Planned Parenthood in Los Angeles, your data may be in the hands of criminals. So be aware and advise that that information is likely out there. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding day, and we will see you tomorrow on Friday. Stay safe, stay strong, stay healthy. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a varsity football team from Riverside, California. The Cubs went 12-0 on their way to a state championship for the first time ever. And while they lost, the team and their coach are getting a sincere tip of the cap because they are all deaf. And yet, despite being deaf and having this deficiency in hearing, they were able to overcome that particular element and defeat most of their opponents, showing that dedication, sacrifice, and commitment can all lead to great things despite limiting conditions. So to you, the Cub varsity team from Riverside, California, a sincere and heartfelt congratulations. Even though you didn't win, you've shown the world how you can.